You know, I can remember a couple of years ago at ASCO here, there's a whole bunch of renal papers presented. And I remember seeing a couple of waterfall plots. That's when I got, I actually got really excited about waterfall plots out of renal cell. What do you think is actually going on in patients? And what I saw there was a lot of responses. Is that your take about what's going on with renal cell, that there's maybe a lot of minor responses?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're exactly right. I think what's going on is some kind of redefinition. We want to show an effect, but it doesn't make RECIST criteria. These are really patients who would be considered by RECIST stable disease. But the investigators, I think we as a group, kind of move the bar sometimes. So personally, I think it's questionable methodologically in terms of what it means for overall survival. Is there a relationship between a waterfall plot that shows 70% of patients with some shrinkage? But when you look at those plots, when you hit the bottom before it starts showing progression, some of these shrinkages are 1%, 2%, 3%. What does that mean for a patient? I don't know. Does it mean anything more than a 15%? You know, I think it's sort of a method of the times to show even the stable disease patients and that they are getting some shrinkage of the tumor. But some journal editors don't look favorably upon that. It doesn't have a statistical validation yet.
I can't say I've seen it a whole lot outside of renal.
Out of renal, yeah.
You guys are more the waterfall people.
But, you know, the same thing is happening with PET imaging in GIST tumors. There you might be on some firmer ground, but what does a PET scan mean when you knock those SUVs down? Does it correlate with ultimate advantage? Does it correlate with disease response? Does it correlate with progression-free survival, overall survival? In GIST, I mean, it seems to be a pretty good early readout of disease control, but in some tumors it may not.
I just kind of wonder, you know, in terms of research focusing on biologic agents, whether the endpoints and the RECIST criteria, et cetera, are going to work. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've seen evidence now in renal cell cancer that RECIST by itself would not be a good predictor of a survival benefit in the temsirolimus study. And I think in this everolimus study, just presented at this ASCO, the response rate of 1% still was associated with an improvement in progression-free survival compared to placebo. So your point is well taken. RECIST by itself does not predict benefit even in terms of progression-free survival or overall survival, lack of response. But I think all of us would agree that when you look at a very highly active drug, you expect to see responses. And I think better drugs will, in general, give you better responses and longer overall survival and progression-free survival compared to drugs that only are static. And I think, ultimately, on our wish list are drugs that are highly active that will cause disease regressions. But at this point, we can't be so choosy to throw out the ones that stabilize disease, even if it's for, you know, a limited time.